Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, it is a dark day for children in Scotland and indeed for civil liberty because this new oppressive law has taken effect, which is criminalizing people from trying to save children within 200 meters of an abortion clinic. That's 656 feet in old money. So pro-life demonstrators are not there to try and offer practical moral support to women in difficult situations, people displaying signs such as pregnant, worried, come talk to us. We can help you. Who will give them formula, nappies, money, baby food, anything they need, babysitting, to try and save this child. But no. The abortion industry does not want anyone to be able to think again. So it's going to be a crime to try and influence anyone's opinion within 200 meters of this so-called clinic. Human slaughterhouse would be more apposite. But wait a second, the abortion industry, they're allowed to influence people's opinion by pumping out their propaganda, by saying, you know, fetus, embryo, which these babies are at that stage, but deliberately misleading people, never using words which are, I suppose, more accurate, like baby, girl, boy, child, trying to dehumanize their victims. And having studied a little bit of criminology, I've seen this, is denial of victim. And it's the genocidaire playbook is to dehumanize the victim, to say that a whole category of people are not people at all, or perhaps subhumans. They don't count. We can do whatever we want to them, and so on. Or the other one you get from criminals is the plea of necessity. No, I had to do it because I needed the money or whatever. Or so this is this denial of responsibility. Anyway, this law is called the Safe Access Zone Scotland. Well, wait a second. Not very safe for the victims, is it? Not safe for the babies. It was passed in June this year and it took effect just today, the 24th of September 2024. So 118 members of the Scottish Parliament voted for it. That's almost all of them. So that really is disgraceful. So it's very lugubrious, this. Scotland, the country which I spent 6 years, which we're very happy to live in again. So it's a very bad day for Scottish children. Bear in mind that Scotland's got a very low fertility rate. So they're going to be murdering even more of their kids. And there are over 30 human slaughterhouses all across Scotland. Anyway, so Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow is one of the principal hospitals where children's defenders were trying to rescue girls and boys, and indeed their mothers, women put through this terrible trauma and often conscience-stricken, guilt-ridden for the rest of their lives, if they've got any moral decency at all. Now, the way some of them react to this is trying to rationalize the crime that they committed rather than having the immense moral courage to face up the fact that she did something terrible. Incidentally, men are just as to blame for this in some cases, because they may have expedited or encouraged the murder of their children and so on. He might have driven his girlfriend, wife, or whoever to the slaughterhouse. In some cases, these are abortions, they're paid for out of someone's purse rather than the public purse or whatever. Now, these women aren't always to blame because sometimes he has to have an abortion to save her life. All right, fine. That's a terrible, agonizing decision to make, but I wouldn't blame her for that. That's under 1% of cases. You might say it's excusable in the case of rape or something like that. And I realize that it's arguable. What if this baby is definitely going to die at birth? Would it be pharisaical to force her to give birth to these children? But anyway, that's under 3% of cases. Under 3% of cases, the reason is that this woman is at risk of death if she doesn't abort her daughter or son, or indeed she fell pregnant through rape, or indeed her baby is certainly going to die within minutes or hours of death. So even if we're to give you that, even if the children's defenders would say, okay, that's permitted in those circumstances, 97% of babies who are currently being murdered would be saved. But we can't possibly have children being saved. No, we've got to have ultra-violence. And this is an irreversible decision. This woman is not able to go back to the clinic next day and say, change my mind, can you put the baby back in? No, the baby's been torn apart, the baby's been shredded, has been incinerated, and I don't know what they do with the ashes and so on, saying, oh, we'll treat the remains with dignity. The what is it? The products of conception. I'm the product of conception. Everyone is a product of conception, or the contents of the uterus. Well, I'm the former contents of the uterus, or the pregnancy. I'm a former pregnancy. You're a former pregnancy. Obviously, it's ungrammatical because pregnancy is a status. It's not a physical object. And I realize I'm referring to the placenta as well as the girl or boy. And so it goes on. So fines of £10,000 for trying to save a child's life. Anyway, so the BBC had an incredibly a bigoted and biased, revolting piece on this on the website, with not one word about children's rights, not one word about the right to life, and no word for a human rights activist. No. Only the abortion industry were to have their say. They would want every child to be aborted. And these appalling, oppressive bigots, absolute monsters called Back Off Scotland, trying to take away people's civil liberty and trying to murder as many children as possible. So they are quoted extensively. And the evil genius behind this is Gillian Mackay. She's a member of the Scottish Parliament for the Green Party. And they're all about compassion. So, but, you know, they've got this moral blind spot when it comes to little children. And they're quoting various other people. But to prevent harassment. Harassment's illegal anyway. You don't need this legislation. Intimidation. Intimidation is illegal anyway. I told you I brought this law in, because there is no harassment by children's defenders. There is no intimidation by children's defenders. If there is, prosecute them under that basis, which they don't do. I don't know of a single person who's ever been convicted in Scotland or Northern Ireland or Republic of Ireland or Wales or England or any country in the world for harassment or intimidation outside one of these so-called abortion clinics. Now, then maybe there are in some other parts of the world, tell me, but I think it's very, very, very few people indeed. In the United Kingdom alone, over 10 million children murdered since 1967 by abortion. Over 10 million. So surely in such circumstances, it's ethically permissible to take direct action to try and save these girls and boys. What if it was your life that was on the line? What if you were the child in utero and you were about to be killed? You'd want an adult to do whatever it takes to save you. Okay, this is the last chance for this woman to change her mind. And okay, some of these women are not to blame because they're coerced into it by their boyfriends, husbands, fathers, even another woman. Yeah, but so it's some people view them as a secondary victim, and really it's the abortion industry to blame. I sometimes think it's letting these mothers off the hook, because we're always told that, you know, it's a woman's choice. But wait a second, if the abortionists really want a choice, they would support a woman's right to choose to demonstrate at an abortion clinic. Yeah, a woman's right to hold a placard or to chant a slogan or whatever, or to try and offer this moral and material support to a mother in difficult circumstances. And indeed, a man's right to choose to demonstrate where he wants to demonstrate at the pertinent location. So uniquely demonstrating at this location is criminalized. So peaceful protest is criminalized. It's oppressive. It's the kind of thing that's worthy of Putin's Russia. It's really sickening and deeply dispiriting. It's part of the broader assault on liberty. Anyway, I wish this piece of legislation would be repealed, but sadly, I'm not optimistic. The abortion industry, they've got total control of really all political parties. So it's very hard to see what we're going to do. Many, many more children are going to be murdered. When on earth are we going to turn the tide? I do think maybe later in this century, when the human race is facing extinction, and I'm not exaggerating, extinction. We've got 9 billion people. Okay, that's a lot. But you see the demographic death spiral down to sort of fertility rate of 1.5 in many advanced Western countries, and the less economic developed countries coming down and down. And people might say, well, okay, 9 billion is great, but in a century we're down to 4.5 billion, and it might keep shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and there might be no way to turn it around unless we start saving children. If a woman is pregnant, even under difficult circumstances, give birth now, and it might be your last chance. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. So please, subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right. And, you know, save a child if you can. Some mercy. Show some mercy to children. Right. Goodbye.